We met at outside lands. I said I had no plans. You said come along with me. Little tap of love and a stroke of luck, floating like a lucid dream. Just to pick me up, now looking for love, 'cause the lies will really mess you up. I stay cold when it's hot and warm when it's not, but melting when I feel your touch, your touch. Souls swapping away, and nobody with nothing to say. Sick of wandering around the same old town, seeing the same faces in LA. My style is drowned through the state of wild. You know it's what never did the same. Now I'm wandering around with my head down, wait for you to come my way. My way.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the Music on Deck podcast, and wow.
Yeah, don't make me wait. Let me know what you
thought. Wow. Don't make me wait. All right, so first of all, that is the band Warplay from Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
And that is their song, Wait. And we're going to do something different this time, too, because we actually are going to review the music video.
Yes, they sent us a link directly to the music video, so we are going to... Factor that in.
Put a little 2 cents in there for that.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, man, I didn't write anything. I didn't write anything down.
Yeah, cool.
So I mean, that says a lot right there. Really, really liked it, man. Mm-hmm. Really, really liked it. I really thought it was really great. Both the video production and the song, the mix, the vocals, the way the band sounded, everything top notch, top shelf, very professional. It's going to stand up next to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Really, really in my vein. I tend to be hypercritical of this sort of stuff. Having, you know, sort of a rock background in Seattle, you know, I really dug, you know, there's a Cornell kind of quality to this singer. Loving the chest.
Definitely.
And the guttural, and yet he goes clean. He's got the ability to do some dips and some dives, but also bring us really high with some power vocals. So, excuse me. With that, I mean, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. There is absolutely very little that I can say that's going to... I can't really do anything but say how much I enjoyed it, the energy, the vibe... really, really, really great. Really, really like this band. I want to hear more. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm definitely an instant fan.
Wow, instant
really,
fan.
Really, really liked it. Really, really liked it. If I had to do anything, I would have had more harmonies. What was there was good. I just felt like it could have been more, you know, taste, you know. Maybe that's not what they wanted, but I could have used a little bit more. It was there. I just, you know, could have used a little bit more maybe there, but that might have pushed it, you know, really over the cliff. But man, this is just a solid 9-1 for me.
Wow, mega score from Dave. Wow, a 9-1. Is that the highest you've given?
If it's up there, it's up there. Know.
That's top three.
I mean, you know,
it's got to be.
I don't
top
hand
three.
Out nines, so I mean, like, whoa, that's 9-1. big time for
Jeez.
Me. So I mean, I don't have anything more I can say. What, you know, what do you think?
Wow, that's awesome. That's huge. I'm in shock from that score. I thought it was great too, though. I mean, I share a lot of the sentiments. The music video helps.
yeah,
I tell you what.
Yeah, it definitely, like, sold it, guys.
Instantly, I was like, you know, from some of the laser effects going on in there, and in the cuts and the different angles, that shows professionalism. So instantly, I'm like, it legitimizes what you're doing if it looks, if you look the part,
right?
And that's what a great music video like that does for you. I'll say that. The band was jamming; they were into it; they were selling it. I love the
Everybody.
Bass player.
How many times have you seen a bass player actually selling the bass line?
Yeah, he was in it. I mean, so I was down with that. If I was a bass player, like, I'd be him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
That I was so just watching every cut from him. So that was dope. Really cool song. I'm still hearing it in my head.
Yep.
That's a great freaking sign.
Short.
Great sign.
I wanted to hear it again because I didn't get enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great sign that I can hear it in my head. I'm with you. I want to go and check out more of these guys. You know, see kind of, I'm you know me, I'm analytical. I want to see what their Spotify streams look like. I want to see how many other people share your opinion.
Yeah.
How many people are fans of these guys? How many people are listening to
these guys?
I mean,
that's making a playlist for me right off the bat.
Wow. Yeah. So that's, I'm interested in knowing that. I will say, for me, didn't hit that level.
Hmm.
I thought it was really, really good. I'm with you. I can hear this on 5, 6, 7 different types of radio stations right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear this on, you know, there's a particular station on Sirius XM, Alt Nation. I can totally hear it right there, like with a lot of the other kind of alt rock type stuff that's out right now. So I really, I liked it. I don't want to say I didn't like it. I was tapping my foot to it. I was jamming it. If these guys showed up at some sort of event, live event or show that I was at, I'd be totally down with it. But it's not something, it's not going to go on any of my playlists.
Hmm.
I also am not as much of a rock guy as you.
Yeah, right.
I think there are a lot of people, again, who probably like this. I think this is, these guys probably have a lot of listeners already. We're going to check literally as soon as we're done with this episode. For me, it's an 8.4.
That's still
again,
good.
Not for any reason of negative. I'm with you. I had two notes, and here's one of them. I wanted an actual bridge. I felt like there wasn't a bridge. There was a guitar solo.
Yeah, and the guitar solo was pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah, guitar solo was ripping.
Yeah.
I felt like at that point, after the solo, I wanted a bridge. I just wanted something to kind of bring me down just for a second.
I can see your point.
You know,
for me, I felt the same way, but I kind of immediately dismissed that on my end just because I was like, you know what? Which is why I say, like, you know, I don't say a lot. I want to go hear what the rest they've done. Because
yeah.
I felt like this was the pressed and ironed 3-minute release.
Sure.
This was the suck you in kind
sure.
of a thing. So, like, it felt like we're keeping it
yeah.
as
I
a morsel for you to come consume the rest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but that's interesting.
And
you thought the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, just nitpicky. I mean, and just because we can, that's what we do.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like really, like, if I had heard this song on the radio, I probably wouldn't even... These notes are just notes just because that's what we do. The from chorus to verse 2, there were some things overall as part of the production that were like chops. There was like certain staccato moments that I liked, but it wasn't perfect. Going from chorus to verse 2, there was something that kind of jerked me a little bit wrong that made me make note of it.
Hmm.
I don't know if I listened to it again, I'd be like, oh, you know what, that was fine. I probably would.
I didn't hear it.
Again, that's just me listening really closely. And those are my only two notes. That's it. I thought the mix was really good, sounded really good. Again, the music video was really good. I like how all of the instrumentation was done, the production of it. I like the vocalist. I thought vocal might have been a little bit out front. I mean, again, I think like you said, this is a single cut. It feels like a single... the content was good. I would have probably backed the vocal down half a dB or a dB. Mm. Again, this is me just getting super particular. For me, it was just a hair out front. Mm. That's it. So again,
I liked it. I like where that was sitting, and you know, but that's where I felt with the harmony. I felt like the harmonies should have been louder.
Yeah.
Gotcha. More or louder. I don't know which one, but I definitely kind of was going, okay, this is good. This is really good. Where's the harmony? Mm. Where's the harmony? And the harmony only peaks out of the clouds in the height of the chorus.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think they're there, but they just were really low. Yeah. So whether that's back the main vocal down half a dB or if it's raise up the harmonies or write more, I don't know. But I really liked it, man. I thought it slammed.
Yeah.
I thought it slapped. And you know, you bring up a good point. I mean, you know, I'm being influenced by the music video.
Oh, for sure.
And if you're going to do a music video, go look at that music video. Yeah. This is what it has to be.
And I will make the point I'm about to make is exactly in reference to that. Music video, all of the scenes shot in the same location.
Right.
Sometimes people are like, oh, we got to do 3-4 different locations, blah, blah, blah. And then also you take into effect, you know, the classic up and coming Middle Tennessee / Nashville band. You're going to do a scene on top of the walking bridge. You're going to do a scene over by the old, which doesn't exist anymore, on the side of the
standing on the train tracks.
Standing on train tracks and one by the side of the Gretsch building, the old Gretsch warehouse.
The one with the wings, the brick wall with the wings, you know?
Yeah, you know, in this video, I didn't have like, oh, I recognize that. Where is that? It's in some sort of warehouse with some, you know, some cool background, and the lasers were dope. Like, whoever shot
very
this
modern
music video too, I'm gonna give props directly to whoever did this.
Sure.
Whoever was the video team or company,
was good.
Great job.
Yeah,
great job. If you're on the Yep page and you're listening to this and you're like, I need a music video shot, I need my music video to look like that, hit these guys up because whoever that is did it right.
Well, and you know what else too? I'm not usually one for like, it's straight up the band in their faces the whole time. This is the way to do it.
Exactly.
There was nothing weird about it.
Right.
There was nothing that I was like going, oh, look at these guys, love to look at themselves. No, there was nothing like that
at
all.
Some people will do that, we're going to do a faux concert music video type of deal, or like it's going to be
with
us
a fake
playing,
audience and like,
or whatever. Yeah, it's just going to be us playing, and it's gonna like that can be done so wrong, so badly, bad lighting. This was great.
This
as far
made
as a music
me
video
the
goes.
Audience member, and they were playing, and I felt like I was in the club, in the warehouse, wherever it was, watching this band live. They were selling it, they were bringing it. It was right in their faces. It wasn't more than it needed to be. It wasn't less than it needed to be. It wasn't overproduction.
Yep.
It wasn't some, but you know, black and white on a hill, you know, with flowers and an actress that they hired to play a love instrument. Man,
yes.
Sometimes you really, really got to just go keep it simple.
Yeah,
you know
this
what I mean.
Cool.
Keep it simple. And
this was cool.
That
the
was done right,
was cool.
Man. It was done right, and it really influenced me. So, you know, maybe note to the wise out there, you know, have a good visual representation. But you know what else? The other side of that coin, had that video been with a song that wasn't any good, I don't care how good your video is, you got to have a song to back it up. It's twofold.
Totally.
And this had both.
Totally. Yeah, no, I was, at the start of the music video, I was waiting for the audio to not be at the level of video, to be honest.
Right.
I was like, this video's on point, like what's, the audio, is the audio going to fall short or is the audio going to meet?
And they both held hands the whole
time. Totally. So great job.
Awesome,
great,
guys.
Great song. Yeah.
That's another one. That is some good stuff. Good to leave us on a positive vibe. You know, we always want you guys to go and check out these guys. This is War Play. The band name is War Play. The song was Wait. And they're local for Tennessee here, Middle Tennessee. So, you know, give them some love. Go give them some clicks.
Another band that's management hit us up and said, hey, here's our guys. Here's our guys. Check us out. We'll listen to the podcast and we're looking forward for your feedback. So,
so give them some love, man. Go out there. Let's help out a local band. Let's make sure that, you know, the talent is there. And
call up Lightning 100 and tell them you want
to
hear this
song.
They need to be
playing this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If they're not already.
And they probably, you know what I mean? could be.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Hey, all you guys, great, great job. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to check out more.
Mm-hmm.
Alex wants to check out more. You know, if you guys are out playing, I would love to see you.
Yeah.
But good stuff. That's it for the episode, guys. Go check out our social media garbage. Check out the podcast. We're coming out every week. Give us some love. Good to be in front of you guys again, Alex. Good time, my friend.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you in the next one.
All right, y'all. Peace.